Hello, everyone. This is Winston Wilson with the Rising Tides Charity. Welcome to our podcast. I believe this is podcast number 5. As always, our focus is on helping and putting the creatives in our communities front and center to make sure that we can all see what's happening and to make sure that we're giving a voice to all of us. Remember, our vision here at the Rising Tides Charity is that your voice creates worlds. We believe that every single one of us has an imbued ability to create. So whether it's creating a story, a film, a mobile app, a building, whatever it is, your voice creates worlds. And the goal is for us all to make sure that we're sharing that, especially through times of distress and stress. Today, we have a great friend that I really thank her for joining us today. Her name is Megan Coker. Megan is a phenomenal spirit here in Atlanta. We're going to go through what we similarly do when we talk to our creatives here today. So, Megan, first of all, thank you for joining us today on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. What a delight. Thank you.
Oh, and we're just going to jump right into it. Megan and I have having the opportunity to work on several projects here in Atlanta. But I'd be remiss if I tried to tell you that what we're working on is all she's working on, because she's working on so many things that are just really, really popping all throughout the creative world. So, Megan, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and some of the things you're working on?
Oh, I'll be glad to. Once again, thank you so much, Winston, for having me. And to all of our listeners out there, thank you for your time. So right now I have going on is Call Me. It's a film I have started way back earlier this year. It's a London production where we have going on with a little bit of acting from my London friends. And then it goes all the way to New York City, to Africa. And then we have a few actors from Paris. And then just a little bit extras, the extras in London as well. So it is a web series. We're just looking to see what the viewers like and how the marketing campaign has changed when it comes to the movie viewers and their time. Not everybody has the ability to go and see a movie.
Right.
Which, you know, Netflix is available now and things like that. I think almost you can rent what's on theaters now at your own television screen. So, you know, on your phone, we figured why not try and put these little episodes together and see what happens.
Well, let me ask you, those actors that you mentioned that are all in these different locations, how was that? How did you get them all to work on this together?
Well, you know, Eric, the founder of it, had approached me with it. And interestingly enough, when he asked me, it was just in the beginning stages, and he already had known some of these individuals just from his own career. And I had met them through him.
Wow.
And so when he wrote the script and sent it to me, I was the only one in Atlanta. And I was super excited. And I don't think there are some other people that I know have web series and other productions and things like that. But nothing like this. This is just a little bit different. And it's a mimic from a few movies that we tried to put together from the past. And surely enough, like after the 14th episode, we kind of came into a series where we end up winning 6 awards. We were nominated for... oh my gosh, several. I've lost count of the nominees because I like, you can be a nominated. That's great, but I count the win. So it's 6 wins. So
6
to
wins.
Me, we're going to try to put it together.
That's awesome.
And see what happens.
That's awesome. Again, for the viewers, tell everyone the name of the series and where they can see it. That's great.
Well, it's called Call Me in all caps. And you can see it on IG, Instagram. I call it IG, and it has its own page. And it's Call Me web series on Instagram. And you can see each little series, a little episode, and it's named. What we are starting to also do, though, is put it all together, and we're going to then further put it in into more festivals for short film festivals, because we have so many now. I think we have 14 episodes at this point, and we're going to start filming again in September.
Wow. Is the ultimate vision to keep doing them in web format, or do you guys have aspirations to put it in some other, you know, place, some other, you know, channel or service?
You know, we never really thought it was going to go this far.
Yeah.
But
that's a good thing to happen when that happens.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It was. And what was interesting is that we all were able to kind of show off some of the things. Like, there were artists that we were able to incorporate in it to give everybody just a little piece. And so our goal is to actually finish the entire storyline. And it is somewhat of a mimic from Sandra Bullock from The Lake House. I don't know if anyone recalls that, but it's kind of like a sci-fi original where there's a time lapse. And it is a romance novel, but they're in two different time zones, but then intermittently they crisscross each other.
Oh.
And
that's sort of like that. That's sort of like, isn't that like that movie, sort of what the, was it Tom Hanks and Halle Berry was in a movie, sort of like that?
I can't
remember what that movie was called. Yeah.
Like You Got Mail, something like that. It's like a time frame. So she, I die. I'm already dead.
You can't.
But he's getting old news. So right. it's kind of an interesting twist and everything. And it is interesting in one aspect of the two different cultures of movie takes, where you have the way London does their movies, and then you have how we film our movies, because I have my own cinematographer here. And then the footage is sent over to London, and then they have their footage, and it's combined. And everything, London is the headquarters for all the footage, right. And everything's put together there. And I give my my hats off to Eric for the organization of that. And it's just very unique how the styles will come out, like the music or things like that. But you can see some of the pieces from Atlanta that we had that we'll submit into the works and see how it all integrates with everybody else's.
Isn't it so amazing, like, how technology, like, allows us to collaborate with people all over the world now? And it's almost like seamless, and like, whereas in the past it was almost like something you couldn't do, but now technology is like you don't even think twice about communicating or collaborating with someone anywhere.
Anywhere, and it's so easy to do, and who would have thought? I mean, I think that's why it is a little. I sometimes wonder why it wins what it does, because the fact it has done what this particular footage has been able to do and represent is kind of fascinating in its own little way. So I think it kind of supports its own little self. So I don't know, you know, another thing also that I like is that even if you're spinning, like if you're going through your feed, it just starts.
Everyone, we're back with Megan. Megan, we were having a really awesome conversation, so much so that technology wasn't our friend, but it was just a great conversation. And we wanted to keep talking, so I know you were telling us a little bit about Call Me and some of the things, you know, and your wars that are out there. Tell us some of the other things you're working on.
Okay, so we actually do have another film that just recently, as a few weeks ago, we have confirmed, and a lot of my London partners have agreed to do a little short film, and it's going to be a sci-fi production that we're going to do. It's not going to be a web series event, and so we're looking to start that up around November, December of this year.
Nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're super, super excited about that, which is also going to allow me to be able to put the script's already been done. We've already reviewed the script, put in some finishing touches there. Now it's about getting the props in, getting the location. Then we're going to start having our production meetings and things like that. And then wardrobe is going to be next, which I'm super excited for, because we're going to go, I actually think we're going to style for this one.
That's great.
So this one's going to be pretty good, and it's going to be more in the space way of things.
You mean space? You mean like science fiction kind of space? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Oh. Yes, exactly. I want to like tell you so much, but I have to hold back. Well, it's like that. It's at that part of the movie phase, you know?
I know how that is. And, you know, when people ask you as a creator, like, to describe your thing, you, like, want to tell them the story from beginning to end. But sometimes you have to stop yourself.
I mean, so. It's where they look at you, and you're just like, you give them, like, all the details, and then you realize you've told them absolutely nothing but everything.
That's exactly right.
So, but, you know, and then there's always those photo shoots and the runways, you know, that I love doing when I can. And, you know, actresses are always looking for those auditions. And then I started composing a book this end of March of this year.
Okay.
And I'm excited about that. I'm probably looking to have this finished by early and we'll see where that takes us. I'm hoping for it to be a mother of several other ascending books matching it of series.
Real quick, is it like a fiction? Is it a fiction series you're doing, or is it something?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm inserting a little bit of my personal childhood and experiences, but incorporating fiction into it to bring in some character. But basically it is zoning in on mental illness and putting a little bit of the paranormal experiences of that, the reality of those that do have mental illness. I'm not saying that the paranormal seem to attack them or in specifically, but it seems as though they have the ability to see things that we don't, and it's always hard to see the reality that and relate. So for me, I saw a value in putting possibly something out there for others to consider, and in a movie form too. I think A Beautiful Mind is perfect, and it's
something. Oh yes, yeah, Russell Crowe. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the Beautiful Mind. He is a schizophrenic, but this one's dealing with something a little bit more different, where you don't have to be a schizophrenic, but the fact of reality, like depression or bipolar or those that it's just their reality that they just cannot get out of, and medication that puts them in it, and it's hard for others to relate to.
Yeah.
So I think with that, the book that I'm looking at puts a lot of my just childhood experiences in there. But then it takes the privacy away. So,
yeah.
I mean, puts in the privacy, excuse me, to where, you know, that's where the sci-fi or the fiction comes in. And you wouldn't know, then it turns into something different. And I like to kind of keep it close to Atlanta because I am true to my roots. Yeah. And
I'm very intrigued about this. This really, you know, is it one of the genesis for our organization? Is helping people who are struggling with a mental challenge in their life to think about creativity as a way to counteract that, right?
Yeah.
There's an opportunity.
Like expressing yourself.
That's right. Yeah, there's an opportunity. People can. We've probably both seen people in their lives where they turn to a vice, or they turn to something else when they're going through that. Or something damaging to themselves or others. And our belief is that every single one of us got something creative that we can or have or should do. So let's do that, you know,
right.
As opposed to the other way. So I am super excited about that project. That sounds exciting. I'm just jazzed about it. You know, when you hear something like that, you're like, when, Megan, finish it so we can all see it.
I'll meditate because I have so many memories that are pushed back
right.
because it's trauma.
Yeah.
And when you you go to counseling or whatever, you go through trauma counseling, and you have to remember those things. And I'm like, what better way for me to put this out there, to use some of this for healing, than to put it out there and just kind of be brave a little bit, but then also put a spin to where it is interesting. And
I am back with Megan. You all that are listening to this podcast,
hey,
probably don't even know that we have had a technical difficulty here too. And that is because we're having such a great conversation today. It's like technology is like exploding. It doesn't know what to do. It's like you guys are talking. What you're talking about is great. It doesn't know what's happened. Megan, thanks for hanging in there. This podcast is great. You know, we're really learning a lot about you and your real view about creative Atlanta and the world. So let me ask you a question. And this is a question we ask of all of our participants is, how do you feel about the Atlanta creative community? Tell us your gut feeling about what you view.
Ooh, I love these kind of questions because for a while, I think Atlanta had its way where we always were called Hot Atlanta. And Atlanta was known for their awesome clubs, and we had some good flave going on. But then all of a sudden we got into the movies, and all of a sudden we started having a little bit more prestige, and we got wild, and we started to be able to get some more dopeness, and we got to use some color and some rage into our style, and we got to get away with it, you know. LA has their ways of doing their crop tops and their rollerblades, you know, and we have our ways of grabbing a shirt in our waist and doing some hip hop moves and making it look smooth, and they can't do that.
That's right.
And so, we can even put out some music, and we can hold tight, and we got our own rhythm now. And I think every year I've actually noticed, at least for me, in this industry, Atlanta is getting more confident. We're getting our bones. And I think it took a little bit of time to get our roots set in. Then, once we got that established, all of a sudden, I believe a lot of filmmakers were like, hey, wait a second. We got our own people. We got this. We can do this. So I started to see Atlanta having some confidence, some kickback. And I thought that was healing in a way, because it was nice to see the kid have that you saw talent in put their shoulders back and start walking with a kick in their step. And so with Atlanta, I started to see some of that, which started to get me a little bit excited, because then a lot of the artists started to come out, and started to see a lot of humble artists come out, where they were so artistic that they didn't even know how to describe how artistic they were, to the point where when you saw their talent, you're just like, oh my God, you are amazing. And it embarrassed them, and because they were that good.
Right.
And that kind of talent is just captured here. And you know, I have been to places where I just don't really see that. And maybe I just need to branch out and open my eyes more, because I know it's in London. I know that's in Paris, but I'm maybe biased. But I think here in Atlanta, I love the originality. You're not going to get it anywhere. I love going down 5 points and getting me some clothes. I love some of the products that are handmade. I love going over to, there's even some shops down in Roswell. There's Duluth. There is, Sandy Springs. You want to go down over, I mean, every part of Georgia, you're going to see something that's different, you know. And I love that.
Yeah, I love your perspective. This is, it's interesting, because you and I, it sounds like we get a chance to at least go to other places and see it. And Atlanta has a real strong unique aesthetic associated mm-hmm. with his creative community. It's just really awesome. And some places have it and some places don't. At least it's not at least it's not visible. But but in Atlanta, you can't be here for more than, you know, a few moments without knowing it. Once you get off the airplane and you go through the airport, you know that Atlanta is a creative community. You just know it.
you're walking.
So Megan, this has been phenomenal so far. So let me ask you, who are some of those that you look to or that's helping to inspire you here in our community?
So I have had so many amazing people come across my path. And with the interviews that I've had, one of the things that I have said to just about every single one of them, and I just have to be fair with this and say that I don't have only... The only one person I will point out is my manager, who is my agent, Reggie Carlson. He's an amazing man. He has helped me literally from start to finish, has guided me, very patient with me, has taught me so much. But outside of that, every person that I've run across, I have gained something from them. I try to play a role where I live a secondary life, where I place everybody in front of me. So when I come in contact with somebody, I try to always see what I can learn from them. Not, you know, okay, well, how much better am I? You know, I've done this and this and this. They can learn from me. I always try to see the opposite. And when I do that, I gain so much more from that. So I can't particularly say I have these go-tos. When it comes to business or any certain any business acumen or things like that, of course I'm going to always go to Reggie. But when it comes to certain individuals where I admire and things like that, it's everybody. Right. I have worked with so many individuals. I just can't point out, because I can say to myself, well, this fashion designer, oh my God, she is so, that woman is so, oh my God. But then I look over at her, you know, and this other fashion designer, is like, her attitude and determination is amazing. I want to go to sleep thinking like she does. Or, you know, if I just had his attitude during auditions, I will never fail. Or, If I will think like this during business meetings, it will always succeed. And, you know, that's just kind of how I think about it. And in fact, I have a diary where from each business model that I come from, I always have small little takeaways or small notes that I write that I can look back on years from now to remind myself. Because what's funny is that even though you're in this industry, you know, Winston, you and I will probably look at each other a couple of years from now and laugh at this podcast thinking, you remember that podcast we did? You know,
that is awesome. I think Megan, you're under the opinion that we're only going to do one podcast together.
But you know, all of those podcasts, you know, so it's just kind of like that for me. I always like to see. I never want to make a box, because then I'm limiting my intake, and MC doesn't like that. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I tell you, I appreciate it. I tell you, I was thinking about this same topic recently. And my life has been transformed by so many people. It's like hard to calculate. You know, I think I was sharing with you outside of the podcast, you know, that transformative moment in my life where I was one of those guys and, you know, in the corporate world that aspires to stuff. And I was, you know, I had a real decent amount of success. And then when I was faced with a transition point, it was a great time to reflect on not just about the creative world, but about my spiritual life as well. And ever since then, the people that have been brought into life is just like you said, you can't calculate them. You know, the relationships you have, or, you know, I heard this from someone, is that, you know, when we're all at that time in life where we're going to expire from this world, we're not going to really remember, like, stuff. Like, yeah. You're not going to remember, like, whether you had a nice iPhone. Or you had a nice car,
right.
Or you had this or that, you had a big house. No one's going to remember that. They're going to remember, like, who was down with you.
Right. That's it. That's it. Who was there to help you? Who inspired you at that moment? And that's actually how I remember things, too. It's like, there are certain times when I was fumbling, that's a football term, right, on a particular business strategy. What do I do? I call Reggie, or I'm trying to figure out this particular audition. Who do I call? Oh yeah, I called this actress. She gave me great advice. You know, I was trying to get into this particular character. What do I do? You know, it's just kind of, I'm always going to remember, and that's what the association is. And, yeah, and I think another thing is I appreciate that person a lot. A lot. So when I see them rise up, it's like, yeah, you know, yeah. I got you. I support you. So I feel like I rise up when they rise up.
You know, you're so right. You know, and I think we both have this mentality that you mentioned about serving first, which is, you know, this is kind of the view that I live my life by as a person that follows Jesus and his teachings.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think that's so important, and our ego sometimes can get the best of us, is that when you serve and you serve, it leads to late nights. It leads to, yeah. You know, getting your hands dirty on things. And I think our ego sometimes will tell us, oh, well, what am I getting? And I tell you, without fail, and you probably can attest to the same thing, without fail, the blessings of the world will get you whatever you wanted. You know, it may not be in the form you wanted, but it's going to happen. I really love what you said there. This has been great. I thank you so much for hanging in there. I know, you know, when we first connected and I was like, Megan, we got to be on a podcast. And you're like, who are you? Like,
so. That was good. So, I was flattered. So awesome. No,
I appreciate it. You know, and, you know, one of the things with our charity that we want to do is that we want to just give first. We want to make sure that those who, you know, donate and support us, that they get value for that donation and that you know, support, that they get to learn from people like yourself about, you know, how do you feel about our creative community, some of the things that you've done. And I can tell you right now, of those that listen, there will be one person, you know, without a doubt, that will listen to what you said today and say, now that's it. I got the spark that I needed. I'm ready to go. And that's the whole point. It's not to, like, necessarily for us to get, you know, 7 billion people tomorrow to do a thing. But it's just one person at a time to say, hey, you are in your spirit, the ability to be creative. So start doing it. So let me ask you, if people want to reach out to you and they want to, you know, kind of see what you're doing, what are some of the ways that they can do that?
Well, I'm always accessible. Email is a great way of doing that. You can always reach out to me through email. It's Megan, MAEGAN.Coker@gmail.com. And then, of course, there's always social media where it's Megan_Coker. I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You're going to find me on those places right there. And then my email is also on Instagram, too.
Cool.
Or you can just, you know, send me a message through there instead of email.
This has been really amazing and phenomenal. So, Megan, again, thanks for the time. This has been really, really great. I hope those that are listening, you know, subscribe to this podcast. You can find it on iTunes or Podbean. Go ahead and, you know, download it. It'll also be uploaded to social media and other places. Megan, what is one thing that you want to share with people to aspire and inspire them to be creative?
So, thank you for asking me this. And as we're coming to a close, thank you again for having me. But I just wanted to encourage everybody as a person who's just always had passion. One thing I always want to tell everybody is to keep your light shining, because at the end of the day, it's up to you to keep it lit, because you're going to be the only man standing, along with whoever loves you unconditionally. And sometimes that's only a few people, and for those that could be many if you're lucky, and if so, that's wonderful. And then the other thing is to love your craft. And when I say that, I mean, you know, in the Bible, when it talks about love, patience, understanding, you know, allow yourself, build on your endurance, stay hungry and stay humble. So as you're building on your craft, make sure that all your other boxes you're checking, because you're always circulating and building, and if you're always moving, and if you're always focusing on one thing, all your other things are going to get behind. And so when you're up for the task, you're not all put together.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's one of the things. And then lastly, sometimes I think, and I'm not trying to scold or point fingers, and this is not meant for anybody, by the way. I remind myself about this every single day. In fact, I have a little note on my mirror. But encourage people. When you see somebody, encourage them, uplift them, help them move forward, and that's going to help your craft move, because when you see that you help them, it's going to give you confidence. You're going to say, I helped that person succeed. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to do it too. I got this. We're going to do this together. You don't have to tell anybody that you helped them. Just do it.
Wow.
You know, don't make it a big thing. You don't need to be recognized for it. You don't need to have a thank you. If your heart's in the right place, it was meant to be. And so when you have all those things, your passions are going to succeed, because why wouldn't they?
Yeah. That is so inspirational. Thank you so much for sharing that. Everyone that's listening out there, make sure you keep your light on.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep,
yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, keep your light on, everyone. I don't know. I'm going to say that to the next 10 people I meet, just arbitrary people. I'm like, hello, how are you? Keep your light on.
Yo, is your light on? You keep that light on.
That's right. Keep it on. Keep it bright.
I saw your light off yesterday.
That's right. Keep it bright. Is your light dimming?
You need a light bulb.
That's right. Let's make sure we turn that on. So,
turn that on.
Megan, this has been a blast. I really appreciate it. I look forward to us doing this again. For all of those who are listening out there, you know, please subscribe to this podcast and play this over and over again, as well as all of the other individuals that have been part of this so far. Go to risingtidescharity.org. You'll hear more about our messages. We've got shows that are coming up and other things to really promote this ideal about creative inspiration. So make sure that you are there, because to Megan's point, it's really about you and how we can help you. So thank you all. Thanks again, Megan. Everyone, take care. Encourage you to continue to promote creativity amongst those that you know and those that you know it would have a benefit to. We also ask you to subscribe to our podcast and to get more feedback or give us feedback about what you're listening to. We really thank you for this, and we hope that we'll be able to communicate and ultimately help you with your creative journey.